Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And the funeral of One Direction star Liam Payne will take place today, just over a month after he died at the age of 31. His former bandmates are among those expected to attend the private service in the home counties in England, alongside his family and his closest friends. The musician died after falling from a third floor balcony of a hotel in Buenos Aires in Argentina. Well, I'm joined now by London-based journalist Vincent McAvinney. And Vincent, thank you for being with us this morning. So he will be laid to rest today. What can you tell us about the funeral plans?
Yes, that's right. Liam Payne is going to be laid to rest in the home counties in the southeast of England. We've already seen preparations at a church there, and he is from Wolverhampton in the Midlands. But his son, Bear, who he had with Cheryl Cole, the Girls Aloud singer, lives in the home counties in Surrey. So it's thought that he's being laid to rest there to be close to where his son is growing up. The family have asked for privacy. It is going to be a small funeral, just family and close friends. It's expected that all of the four One Direction singers that he was in the band with will be attending, and there will be a private wake afterwards as well.
Okay, so a private event for friends and family only. Is there an expectation, though, that fans will gather outside? Because there have been pictures published of the funeral home and the flowers outside.
Yes, that's right. I think the coverage so far is trying not to sort of name explicitly the church where the funeral is taking place. They're just sort of saying in the home counties, which is a pretty broad area. But there is an expectation that potentially people might turn out to pay tribute to him. We have seen in Hyde Park in London last month that there was a huge turnout one weekend of One Direction fans to have a memorial sort of moment there where they paid tribute to him in a vigil. But I think today the family are really trying to keep it as calm as possible. This is obviously a very difficult day for them and for his young son.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there that his bandmates will be there from One Direction. Who else is reportedly expected to attend?
Yes, well, all four One Direction bandmates will be there. Potentially Simon Cowell, of course, who was instrumental in his career on The X Factor and then managing the band. His girlfriend at the time of his passing, Kate Cassidy, is also expected to attend. And of course, Cheryl Cole, possibly with other members of Girls Aloud. She did, of course, have, as I say, a son with Liam Payne. But it sounds like, from what we've heard from the family, that they're wanting to keep things pretty quiet and low-key.
Now, it is, as I said at the beginning, it's over a month since Liam Payne died. Was there a delay in the funeral, a delay up to today, Vincent, because of the investigations into his death?
Yeah, there was quite a lengthy investigation in Buenos Aires as to what happened, because, of course, this was such a shocking case. We know that he fell from the third floor balcony of the hotel that he was staying in. But investigations have said there was sort of no third party involved in the fall. There was no one else in the sort of room at the time that could have contributed to that. But toxicology reports found a number of substances in Payne's system. He is said to have gone on a couple of days of hard drug and alcohol use while he was waiting in Buenos Aires for a new US visa to live in the country where he had recently moved to with his girlfriend. Those investigations took some time. Liam Payne's father flew over to Buenos Aires to bring back his son's body. He's been back in the UK, we believe, for about sort of 10 days or so now. And the investigations continue in Buenos Aires, particularly with people who he's hanging around with in his final days. We know that a waiter in a restaurant that he dined in, who he became friendly with and spent some time with, has been questioned. And other members of the hotel staff as well are all being questioned.
Mm-hmm. And it prompted a wider conversation, didn't it, Vincent, about The X Factor and such shows, you know, that where people appear on those programmes and then they become famous very quickly, often at a very young age, especially in the case of the boys from One Direction. Is that conversation going anywhere, or have people moved on now?
It definitely is, actually, because there is a documentary that started this week, obviously planned long before the events, on the BBC, sort of called Boy Bands Forever.
Well, this it is has the, some great the Louis Theroux documentary.
Yes, yeah, and it's got great interviews with the likes of Robbie Williams and other people who've been in high-profile bands and some of the management behind them, E17, Five, and it's sort of looking at what's happened, particularly with boy bands in Britain and how sort of time and time again they really struggle. These are often in British boy bands, this is a sort of trend, and this was the same with One Direction. You know, they were all very much sort of working-class young lads who were sort of catapulted in One Direction's case into sort of international fame in a way that sort of bands hadn't been for some time when it came to sort of boy bands. You know, British boy bands were pretty big in the UK and Europe, but they had global fame. And how time and again, you know, the industry perhaps isn't giving them the right care that they need. There is an expectation that they'll, because they're sort of young men and boys, that they'll sort of, you know, they'll be able to handle it themselves. But often they're very isolated from their loved ones, from family. Family who kind of don't really know how to handle what's happening to their child. And there are questions about whether or not, you know, the music industry has done enough to protect these vulnerable young people. Because we know that Liam Payne said what happened in his case was that things got so big, One Direction was simply locked up in hotels as they went around the world for their own security. They didn't really see much of the world. And being locked up in a hotel meant that you were locked up in your room with a minibar. And he's talked about before his passing the fact that he did become at times dependent on alcohol, and that was just part of trying to cope with being in such surreal situations all the time.
Yeah, but the thing with Liam Payne is, you know, he went for the audition, he was considered too young, but he wanted the fame and the stardom and the music career so much that he went away, didn't he? And he came back then. So there's that, it's striking that balance, you know, it's putting a roadblock in someone's way and saying, well, you're too young, but then if somebody really wants it, you can't really stop the spring, can you?
Yeah, and I mean, there are questions about whether the X Factor was right in what it was doing in taking contestants who were so young. And Liam Payne obviously got a taste of what it was like. He got through to judges' houses in 2008. Simon Cowell effectively told him to come back, and he did come back 2 years later and sort of made it into that band. But it kind of... you've obviously, Claire, interviewed, you know, tons of famous people. I've interviewed celebrities as well at various points in their careers. The one unifying thing, and no matter how sort of, you know, big they are or how well their career is going, is they all will say that, you know, fame is never what you expect it to be. And the fact is, you as a young person, particularly, you know, he was 16 at the time when he first went on the X Factor. Could he have sort of really understood what it would be like and what it would do to his life? So that is a question that the music industry is probably reconciling with now. It's interesting actually as well that you're kind of in a phase where we're not getting bands. We're not kind of getting, there's no boy band or sort of big girl band at the moment. You know, you've got sort of the K-pop bands, but it's very much sort of individual singer-songwriters these days who are sort of doing it on their own, not having to contend with the dynamics of being in a band. And whilst that can give you support, it can create competition. Mm-hmm. And we know that Liam Payne struggled in recent years with the fact that his own career was somewhat floundering. We think he lost his record deal, whereas the likes of Niall Horan and the likes of Harry Styles were really conquering the world. And he'd just seen Niall Horan performing in Buenos Aires when he, you know, a few days later, he did pass away from that. And he had that experience of, you know, having that direct competition as well, which probably isn't good for your mental health.
It's incredibly sad. And thank you for telling us about that today. Vincent McAvinney there on the funeral of Liam Payne, which is happening in the Home Counties in England a little later.